Iodine, not news, with Neil and Jonas.
We didn't have cable growing up.
Exactly.
You didn't have cable either?
I didn't either. Cable was a big deal in my house.
It was, right?
Yeah.
It was a big deal in our house,
cable
too.
Cable was a big deal.
I didn't know this.
Cable was a big deal in our house. Are we rolling right now? Man, let's just bring him into right. Let's just bring him in right into it.
Welcome to Papaya 9, everybody.
Yeah. Wow.
Nah, news. Welcome to the island. Yes. You know, we have chairs now.
Yes. Yes.
Crossing our legs, Christian them, crossing them.
Straight from India.
Look that's right. That's why they've got the wear on them.
Neil's dad sent them right over.
It's actually snake skin. We grew the snakes, the family farm. Yeah. But welcome. It's so good to see you.
The cobra farm.
Can't believe it. Ghost cobra. Best snakes in all the land. Ghost cobra.
Yeah.
We were just talking.
We were just talking, and we just found out that cable.
Yes, cable's a big deal in your house. Go.
Yes.
Tell me the day you got cable. When? How were you?
Very important. Wow. This is so. So cable was. Again, my mom and my dad would like get in arguments over getting us cable. My mom wanted us to have cable because all the kids in our apartment complex had cable.
Yes.
And so we were going to their house to watch stuff. And my mom was like, I want my kids at home. And on top of this, you know how women get. She's like, by the way, why is our apartment the only one to not have cable? So it was like.
Right. Yeah, the cable's going through the whole building.
Right. Except us. So it was like a big deal. And so when I had gotten it, man, I remember, dude, it was like fifth grade.
Mm.
Fifth grade, my dad, like, he finally caved. Got us Verizon Fios.
Wow.
Like went all out.
Fios was a thing.
Yeah, brand new. You know the little, some little card thing.
Mm.
And man, dude, it was nice, man. It was nice, you know. And the first thing we watched was Chappelle's Show.
Wow.
And my dad literally came in and was just like, "This is why I don't want." He was like, it turned into a whole argument. He just made us shut it off.
Why do you guys keep calling me bitch? You keep saying I'm Rick James, bitch.
No, we were watching the Michael Jackson Jury sketch.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it was just like,
yeah, your dad's like, Michael's innocent.
Yeah, like it was like really
poisoned.
It was a big deal. We let the other kids in the neighborhood knew, like, yo, we got cable now.
Wow, yeah, yeah. And then you're going, it's not a secret anymore.
Right.
To go to Dylan's house to watch SpongeBob.
They gotta know.
I remember we had it briefly from like first grade, and then my dad was like, we can't have this poison in the house. Like, these guys are going to get distracted.
Yes.
Not going to focus on it. And he was right.
Yeah.
But we got it again in high school. So I had missed the entire SpongeBob, Fairly Odd Parents, that whole
Jimmy Neutron
era. Jimmy Neutron.
Wow.
You know, I did have Jimmy Neutron movie on DVD.
Right.
And that shit was fire.
I had it on VHS.
That shit, wow.
I had it on VHS.
Dude. That's tapes? A fire ass movie, dude.
Yeah.
Lord, fucking the teacher, Miss Miss Gobble.
She was actually a little scary.
What do you mean?
Dude, that 3D graphic was a little trippy, dog. Like, no one really thought about, like, how much went into those 3D graphics on that show.
What do you mean?
With Jimmy Neutron?
Jimmy Neutron.
The graphics?
Yeah.
The 3D graphics.
Yeah, those were tight, dude.
Yeah?
What do you think?
You don't feel like you were maybe, like, you know, test trialing LSD through, like, you know, a little bit? Like, it was trippy.
Dude, all the guys that made those Nickelodeon cartoons were on LSD.
Yeah, for sure.
All those dudes was, like, little squirrely white guys.
Yeah.
Butch Hartman and shit.
Yeah.
Dan Schneider.
Grown men making Rugrats is disturbing.
Yeah, like, Rugrats guys, for sure.
Is disturbing.
Tripping.
Great show, though.
Tripping. Well, I didn't know about it. I didn't know Rugrats, and so I would always kind of see him. You see him at your friend's house, and you're like, "Wow, this is, like, seems cool."
Right?
But, you know, I was high on Simpsons. That's how we're.
Yeah, Simpsons. Yeah,
I watched Simpsons every day,
and then I watched like South Park
five
for the
o'clock
first time?
To 6 o'clock.
You know,
South Park.
Yeah,
yeah, another one.
You hit that. You can't go back to Simpsons.
Man.
Yeah, just you can't. You get South Park, man. I mean, you can't go back,
dude. What I mean. There was the battle. You remember when Family Guy came out and there was like a battle between, like, man, you can be ride or die OG, you can be Simpsons, or you can be one of these new fucking sheep.
Oh, Family Guy up top. I already knew what was gonna happen. I remember watching the first episode. I was like, oh, this is gonna take over. Yeah, for sure.
Wow,
it was just
talking
so,
baby.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, come on,
talking dog, talking baby.
At that time,
yeah, it's groundbreaking.
That was ahead of its time.
There had been Scooby Doo, but Scooby Doo had no voice.
No, and Scooby Doo wasn't cussing either.
That's true, dude. Thinking of genius plans.
I think Scooby was cussing just off camera.
Right. Scooby was definitely saying the N-word on set.
Swank Scoop. There's no one black even here.
That's my Shaggy. You get that?
Like, I would have got away with it if it wasn't for those meddling kids. And Scooby comes in, he's like, and those niggas.
Scoop, cut. Scoop, can we cut again? You were close on the line, but you added the N-word again. They're just editing in post. Damn it! Can't cut before the R is done.
We can't use any of this.
So it happens to be on the week that O.J. Simpson's the special guest. Right.
Scooby comes on. He did it. The gloves fit.
It's like, really? Oh my god, man. he was definitely like, do you think he was like the friend of color in that group?
it was the closest thing
they had, right?
Yeah, he had a little vibe, you know. Scooby, you know, I don't know if he was American or Jamaican sometimes. he had a thing going, you know. He had a
well, he had those braids in that one.
right, you know.
Where are you?
We got to smoke this ganja.
Oh man, you got the VHS tapes. You got the VHS tapes, dog.
Oh my god.
They don't make them like Canal that no Street. More, man. They don't make them like that no more.
Oh, dude.
They sure don't, man. God.
Alan, what were you saying?
Oh, I think I do remember an episode where at least he had some Rasta dread.
Yeah, he did. Right. Yeah, he was cooking like some jerk chicken or something. He had like all the seasons. I'm like, what? Like, right out
did,
of the van.
He did like presumably smoke weed, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that was an assumption.
That is the thing. You ever gotten you ever gotten high with your dog?
Oh man, you see, I never had a dog, I never had a dog.
Oh man.
I never had a dog.
I'm sorry, dude.
That's okay, man. You had one?
Yeah.
You had a dog?
You have a dog, Alan?
Never had a dog.
I'm sorry, man.
Neil, you had a dog?
A dog is a very special thing, Jonas.
What? For real? You had one?
Yeah, I do. Golden Retriever. As like American apple pie as you can get.
Wow.
Iowa,
everybody.
We did it. We came after the bag.
Wow.
And we said, let's do it.
Listen, you know what? You gotta camouflage. It's survival.
It is, but Golden Retriever is a great dog. Yeah. Man. The dog's the only animal that loves you more than it loves itself.
Yeah.
And that is like profound.
You have like a Golden Retriever personality too. Like, yeah, not like in like a needy sense, but you know, it's like you're very hospitable.
We're still testing out the new set here. Just trying to work out the kinks.
You got the golden bar.
What if the whole set just falls? That actually did happen. That actually did happen. ESPN Columbia.
What?
Yes, it actually did happen. We tweeted it on Twitter. But it was a real article on the ESPN on the set of ESPN Columbia. The guy was there, and the set literally falls on him.
Oh my god!
And the guy next to him was like, "Aye." He was like, "Aye."
That's a Hispanic correspondent. Yes.
You mean Columbia the country or Columbia University?
No. Columbia the country. Columbia.
The country.
Yeah,
Colombia.
Colombia.
Palo. Dude, we went to Colombia my senior year of college in the summer.
You went to Colombia?
Dude, what a coolest thing I've ever done in my life.
Wow.
We went as a jazz quartet. We went as a jazz quartet down there, our college. So we were playing in places, and we, you know, people would come out, we'd play them songs, and they would like kind of, because the towns were so small, they would follow us around and shit.
Yeah.
But anyway, one night, we're in Medellin. Okay.
Oh, man.
We're like, let's go to a salsa club, man. Let's go. Let's fucking do it. You know, we just had the empanadas and shit. You know, with the fresh salsa and the pico. We just, like, fired up. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
So we go to this spot, and it is, like, the ceiling is probably, like, 10 feet high. And there is 15 trombones, a full drum line,
oh my God,
fucking trumpets.
Oh, this is hard.
And it is like,
oh my gosh.
And you're just like, you just, it's really feeling it. Right,
right, right.
Right. Crazy.
It's like a black college. It's just crazy. It's like good grief. expecting a Nick Cannon to come out. Nick Cannon's in Columbia.
I'm looking for Mariah.
They're really stomping the yard over there.
Oh my God, dude.
Agreed.
Yeah, HBCU is a Hispanic backed Columbian University.
Percussion.
Yeah. Hispanic Percussion University.
Did you actually do any dancing?
No, so here's what happened, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm feeling it, and I'm like, you know, we're kind of in a group. So I'm standing, and I lock eyes with this woman across the room. Me, it is like, you know what I'm saying? It is literally, I'm like, my life is a movie, like crazy.
Right.
And I look at her, she's beautiful. I mean, just, it's just got like the dress on, it's form-fitting. And Colombian women are like
gorgeous.
By far the most, I haven't traveled a lot, mm-hmm. by far the most beautiful women that I've ever seen.
Oh man, you got to travel some more. Go ahead.
Just
they're amazing. But it's like
but and
it's
so
like,
I'm
it's
like
you never left the Bronx. Go ahead.
I've never been to the Bronx.
Really?
Never been to the Bronx. But anyway, that's a side point.
Okay.
So you would lock eyes. And I'm like, all right. So I make my way across the room. I mean, I don't know what's coming over me, but it's just like the music. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like, I'm
going
to embrace this moment. I'm going to live my life.
Yeah.
And so she comes up to me, and we start dancing. I mean, we're going, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. I'm trying to like just kind of follow her, mm-hmm. right? It's mm-hmm. kind of, you know.
You felt the hips a little bit?
It's a little, maybe too much hips, mm-hmm. not at the right time.
Right.
Kind of shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's like, you know, so like, I'm trying to go like this, right?
Mm-hmm. There we go. Like there this. We go. You had it. You had it. Okay. You had it.
Right?
You
right?
had it.
So she, thank you. She stops and just looks me up and down and then just leaves.
Wow.
That was it. She like gave me like a, mm-mm. It was all over.
Did you get her name? Did you speak to her?
I didn't speak to her. I tried to go to her later.
Uh-huh.
Again, like for a second time, and I was like, "Can you teach me what I did wrong?" And she couldn't hear me. It was a massive salsa band.
Right.
And she just was like,
"Do you think she would have understood you? Does she speak English?"
It was I think so. I think she understood.
Okay.
I think she just chose not to. I think she just made an active choice to be done with it. She not how her evening, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. She wasn't getting ready that night and being like, oh man, I hope a gangly Indian man start dancing with me in a club. Like,
right.
That's just
hold on now. She came up to you now.
No, I went up to her.
Oh, you did?
I initiated.
Oh.
So, anyway, great time, though. Great time in Colombia.
In Colombia.
Colombia.
Yeah, so there was no drugs at all in this story.
No drugs, no rickety sports sets.
No drugs. You know, let's just go ahead and get the show started, everybody. You know?
Let's. Well, speaking of rickety sets, we were supposed to have a couch. We had this great blue couch that would look really amazing on the set, and we sat on it. Well, Jonas sat on it, and uh-huh. was, I didn't realize, visibly uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah. So Neil does it, you know, but I just come in, and I'm like, well, there's a couch. And it looked nice.
Right. It looked nice.
It looked really, really nice. It looked nice.
Yeah, we're trying something new. Yeah.
Yeah, it's even comfortable, you know.
It's a comfortable couch.
But when I sat in it, I just felt fat. You understand? I was like, this isn't going to cut it.
Right.
I could feel my stomach. I don't like this.
Wow.
You understand?
You can feel your stomach.
Absolutely. I was like, I don't like this. Let's cut this right now.
So normally you don't feel your stomach?
No.
Wow.
I mean, you know what I mean. You always feel your stomach.
Right,
but
right.
You know what I
but
mean.
But you, I mean, the couch, mm-hmm. I was, first I was upset. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie to you. My first feeling was upset.
Right.
Because it looked great. You looked great.
Mm-hmm.
Because later you were kind of like, I don't know, I feel like I looked fat. You didn't look fat.
I'm pretty confident. I looked pretty looked pretty fluff on that thing. I look like another pillow. You understand? You understand?
I thought you looked solid. Mm-hmm. I you know, and then I thought, you know what, Jonas has probably been dealing with this for a while.
Thank you.
So I just want to say
thank you.
As a body positive podcast. You need to lose weight. Okay.
Listen, it's you know, it's always that thing you feel. You never really, you know, and I have jokes about this too, but it's weird when you're a bigger person because you're always conscious when you sit on anything.
What, yeah, what are some of the, because I'm a small, you know, I'm like a stick bug.
Right.
You know, I'm just, I can fold into any space, right?
Right, right, right.
I can be kidnapped very easily.
Right, right,
you just
right.
fold me in like a chair.
Right.
You slide me in the trunk, you know, so probably with like four other Indians next to me.
So you know. The concept is kind of like if you're over 250, like, you know, you don't just sit on chairs like that. You know, before you sit on anything, you look at it.
You have to be weary.
Right.
You have to be weary. As a fat person, the most common feeling is weary.
I walk up to every chair, just take my cloak off.
You just sip a wooden bowl of like potion.
I don't know if I'll fit it.
You must be weary.
My travels have led me here to another couch.
And I'm like the goblin in the corner.
Right.
Lose weight. Salsa with me.
Many fat ones have tried to sit.
Oh my god.
So it's a thing. You know, you just like, yo, you know, you look at it. How many legs does it have? Yeah. What is it made of? You understand?
Yeah. Okay. Wow. I've never looked at a piece of furniture.
Oh my god. Yeah, dude, it's incredible. Have to, and then even after we sit on it, it takes a while before we trust
it. Right. It has to coalesce to you.
Right.
It's like the sound that something, you know, when something like presses like a license plate and it's like
right.
Or like when they put the Darth Vader's head on for the first time and there's that like
oh my
god. You know?
Yeah. Are you talking about an air mattress right now? I don't know.
Have you ever had to go camping and like slept on an air mattress? Or?
Oh no, sir. I don't camp. I've never camped in my life. I don't do camping.
Yeah.
I don't do none of that.
I've only gone a few times.
No, I do luxurious cabins. I do. Okay. I do that. I do a lot of that.
You look like somebody when you travel, you like to be comfortable. You like to be pampered. You do like the finer things in life. We've talked before. You enjoy like oils. You clean your shower every other day.
I do. I really do. You know?
Like aloe.
And you know what? It's all thanks to the listeners. We're doing very well right now. Or, you know, the podcast is doing well, man.
What's like a small, easy thing that we could do, that I could do, I could start like tomorrow, that would enhance like my like skincare routine or or living, just general living, holistic living.
That's crazy, man. You know what? We're going to save that for our sponsors, baby. You know, but you know, honestly, you know, one thing I do, I rinse my face with water multiple times throughout the day. I found that helps.
Interesting.
Like it's I read it somewhere. And by the way, there's a very good YouTube video where Pharrell goes on a Zoom call with his dermatologist.
Okay.
And it's like really, really good. Like she's been his dermatologist for like 20 years, and it's like,
oh man, his skin looks incredible.
Yeah, and the dermatologist skin, she's like some black, like she's a black woman, just brilliant, beautiful.
Love it.
And it's just like, dude, she's like, she knows her stuff. But it's like, I just learned like just hydrating your face throughout the day. Most of us are dehydrated.
Oh my god.
Most of us are just dehydrated.
So true, dude.
All the time.
So true, man. I mean, I have eczema, and I like still don't get. I actively almost feel like I don't get enough water.
Right.
I need double. Even my plants have eczema. You know what I'm saying? It's like the plants are starting to look like they have eczema.
Yeah, you gotta put some itching cream on them now.
You gotta get some fucking coconut oil or something.
I used to have it really bad, man. I used to have it really bad.
Yeah. Dude, eczema is one of those things where it's like you kind of can't say anything to someone about it. Like people will like look at it but not say anything about it, you know, in a conversation.
Right.
Eczema's like when you have like a shattered iPhone screen.
Yeah, but that also depends on how bad it is. Not all of it, you know, is like the same extreme of bad.
True,
you know,
true.
So it's like even with you, it's not bad. Like no
Dude,
one.
Would... I've been using a lot of this CBD extract. Ozone CBD extract.
Oh, wow.
A not sponsor of this show. But they did give me a sample of their shit. And it worked really, really well.
Really?
Yeah. Shout out to it's looking pretty good right now.
Shout out to CBD.
CBDB.
Wow. CBD.
CBDB dude. Where are you?
The niggas did it.
Oh, You know what? You do sound like the announcer in our first story.
Wait. Hold on. Bring us in.
We're in it. Okay.
Yeah. We even.
So we're going to need Alan for some details.
No, introduce us. We didn't even introduce the show. Like,
we did.
We did?
Yeah.
We did?
That's right.
Okay. They know it's Stimmy's Eve, right?
I did it. Oh, it is Stimmy's Eve. We didn't even get to it.
We just
went off on a right. whole thing.
Right. We came in on a thing.
But it is Stimmy's Eve. But do we want to talk about this N-word story since it kind of flowed into it here?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
There was a high school basketball announcer who called a bunch of players who were kneeling during the national anthem N-words, kind of disgracing them for kneeling during the anthem. Obviously, he received a lot of flack for it.
Right.
And in response, he said it was because of his diabetes that he said the N-word so much. Jonas, what the hell was he talking about?
Actually, like medically speaking, that's like a legit. It's actually legit. That's legitimate.
Diabetes has affected the black community so much.
Absolutely, dude. I'm telling you, bro. Like a lack of sugar does cause like irritation and stuff like that. Yeah.
He's a white man saying the N-word.
Look, I'm gonna tell you this right now.
Please.
First off, I feel like everybody's a little racist when they're hungry. That's just the way it is. Okay.
Sure.
You ever had a taco stand? You understand? And you just like it's 11:30. You've been drinking. Like you're starving.
Yeah.
And you just it's someone That's holding
true.
Up the line.
That's true. Someone getting a little hangry.
Someone there trying to use a credit card at a taco truck. You know better. You know better.
That's true.
You know.
That's true.
I think this would make for a really good Snickers commercial. Can you imagine? You know that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, dude. Hungry.
Yeah.
Grab yeah. Snickers. You think he's just Betty White under all the like he's just
Dude. Yeah, or just like, yeah, you're not yourself when you're hungry.
Right.
Yeah. You filthy.
I'm gonna be honest though. I don't know.
Blood sugar.
Those commercials were weird because they would always do something like, they would do something or say something mean and the person would be like, hey, grab a Snicker.
Right.
And it's like, dog, you cuss me out. You're not getting my Snickers. this is the last thing you about to get.
You think we're friends now?
Right. Right. Like me. Right.
It's a commercial opening with a guy beating another guy's face on the ground.
And his wife comes. He's just like, no, he's diabetic. He just needed a Snickers.
He's
He's just like, oh.
So this is a combination diabetes Snickers commercial.
Right, absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
The American Health Association and Nabisco. Dude. I used to fuck with those Airhead commercials, because remember, like, you would eat the Airhead. No, I'm sorry, the Gusher ones. They would eat the Gusher and then their head would turn into the fruit.
Yeah, that was trippy. Yeah.
So what if this guy eats the Gusher and his head turns into a Klan head?
No.
New racist Gushers.
Just a full Klan head, good grief. Right. Not even a costume, just the hat.
Just the hat, dude.
Oh my gosh!
He eats it and it just turns into like a pilgrim.
Right. It's the triple wizard, Jesus.
Triple wizard. New flavors, like triple wizard. Twice inducted.
The Ku Klux chocolate, everybody. The Ku Klux
chocolate. Nazi nectarine.
Oh my god. Dog.
ISIS lemonade. New flavors.
It would just be piss. It'd just be warm piss.
Oh my god.
It had sprinkles of desert in it. It just.
Dog. But this guy, should he get fired?
For sure, he should get fired, man. Yeah. Get your diabetes under control. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, come on. Sounds like he's stressed out.
Yeah,
come on,
we can't let him slide because then
right,
all old people have diabetes. They just gonna go around, just getting off saying it.
Yeah,
It's like I didn't mean to.
Him off, man. give him some Snickers and let him relax. I mean, those players don't need that. You're kneeling for the anthem.
Was this a woman's? What team was it?
I don't know. Alan?
Yeah.
Let's see. I think it was a woman's. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That just adds a whole other Don Imus layer to this.
Actually, it adds a layer of sympathy. We should really.
High school girl.
high school girls. So this is.
Oh my God.
I was so scared that just went right over everybody. I was like, cool.
Oh, man.
So it's a high school girls team. JV, varsity, give us some details. What was the score? What was, you know, you know?
Wow.
I think it's the beginning of the game, but it's in
Oklahoma.
Yeah,
during the anthem.
Right, okay.
The guy, Matt Rowan, is a former youth pastor.
Okay.
Oh, so there's some questions there. Why is he former youth pastor?
So he's done this before. Continue.
Right. We're going to watch this tape of Scooby-Doo. These Scooby-Doo outtakes. And what Scooby says is what you are. Little kids.
Well, so there was this one thing. Man, dude, there was this one thing about high school. So high school football games were cool. I played football in high school. It was cool because it was like later at night. Our high school, it was a little weird because the basketball games, especially the women's games or like any other sports they didn't want, those games were right after school ended. So class would end. So I'm trying to imagine this dude's day. You know, he's probably a teacher there.
He's a history teacher.
Right. Teaches, but not even honors history, just regular
history.
U.S. Right.
History's talking about slavery all day.
Right. You understand? Yes. Like, he might have missed lunch.
He's a white man, too. So right. He's like reading slavery shit. He's like, man, I could have ran shit back then.
Right. Like,
you know.
You know, and it's, you know, he probably even forgot he had a game to moderate that day.
Right.
You know, he was probably about to go home and the principal was just like, yo, you got the, he's like, oh, like, you know.
Yeah, he's like, Don, you used to do radio. It's Don Imus, you know.
Okay, that was good.
That's all right.
That's where he's, he should have ate something for sure. He has to moderate
that. That's on
that.
Him.
Yeah, that's on him.
As much as saying the N-word is on him, also him not taking care of his health is on him. And that's where it all starts, really.
By the way, we love our Asians, man. Dude, stop the violence, dog.
Hey,
stop that,
leave the
dog.
Fucking Asians alone, man.
Yeah, stop that, man.
Leave
for
the
real.
Asian Americans alone, man. It's fucked up. Man, I love the liquor store I go to, man. the fucking lady that works there. I don't know her name, but I love her, okay? She's an Asian woman.
Yeah, dude, I love, you know, man.
She's family-run business. Her husband holding it down, holding the dick down in the back.
Absolutely.
You can tell. They have a satisfied sexual marriage.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I admire and respect that. And all the violence against Asian Americans is fucked up and wrong.
I don't know where that's coming from. I don't know who's...
You know what
is that?
People, white people need someone to blame now that the shit's hitting the fan.
Yeah.
That's what it is. They're seeing everything crumble around. They're seeing China take capitalism and work it better than we are working it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, whose fault is it?
Wow. They're feeling helpless for the first time.
It's helplessness. And instead of looking within and maybe figuring out why, why are we in this situation? Mm-hmm. Why are we suffering? Is it maybe something that we did as a responsibility as a white group of people with white supremacy and systemic white suppression?
Right.
Nah. Let's blame the Chinese people.
Right.
Let's blame the black people. Let's blame... Now, you know who's not getting anything?
And go right in the White House. Let's do that, too.
That's it. That's it. Let's hate that wave to the White House.
Yeah, dude. You know what, man? There was a time when it was not cool to be Haitian. You understand?
There was that moment.
Yeah. There was a time
one
where...
One unforgettable year.
Yeah. I remember, like, people used to... As a matter of fact, Wyclef, in his early careers, he was Haitian. You know, everyone knows that. But he used to wear, like, a lot of Jamaican clothes. Because that's how he could transition to the market. The labels would tell him, it's just like, man, he had the Jamaican sound. He can do everything they can do, but he was Haitian. They play the same kind of music. And they told him, like, hey, man, people don't know Haitians like that yet.
Well,
put on some Jamaican clothes. Yeah, yeah,
wow.
Yeah. They painted together, him, the Fugees, all that. That's how that's what he felt. Even his Chappelle performance, man.
He's wearing the Spider-Man outfit.
No. That was a sketch. But he had a performance.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
He wore a Jamaican.
He's all like Jamaican.
Wow.
All Jamaican.
What do you think that is?
Yeah, I mean.
What's that rooted in?
It's just market. It's just, you know, Jamaica, the culture has always been marketable. You know, so
for Americans.
No, just overall.
Huh.
Just overall. I was watching this Snoop Dogg documentary, and it was like, I don't know if you guys seen it, the one about him transitioning over into
Snoop Lion.
Yes, Rasta. Yeah.
Rasta, yes.
And dude, he goes to Jamaica, and they grill him hard. They go, Snoop, why y'all want to be Jamaican? Why y'all want to be Rasta? Don't take because you're dreads, you just Rasta. And Snoop was like, dang, I really, you know, I'm just part of the culture. Wouldn't really want to be part of something special. He's like, Snoop, we also know you want to make money. And it was like, they grilled them. They were just like, it's a profitable culture.
Wow.
And the people take advantage of it, man.
Your Islander accent's awesome.
Thank you, man. You know, it's a dude. It's all. It's not even good. It's not even good.
It's great. I like it.
Thank you, man.
Even your Snoop was pretty good.
The Snoop was pretty good.
The Snoop was okay, too. Listen, I've been working on that in the shower. So.
Ain't nothing but a G thing, baby.
Gotta hear.
Just suds.
Gotta hear the echoes.
It's going to be soon to be classic bit of Jamaican talks to Snoop.
Right. Like, I mean, I don't know. But that's what it was for him, man.
Man. So.
So and then it became cool. It became cool.
Yeah. Right now, Haiti. Alan, can you like Google real quick, just like Haiti government situation? Because I think they had an election.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Alan, don't Google that. It's horrible. Don't put the.
No, but Alan, the situation is.
Alan, we're trying to keep it positive. Just go put the laptop away. Haiti's a great country, guys.
It's an interesting situation. Do you know what's going on there?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a leader who is essentially not leaving office because he claims that between the time that he got elected, the time that he was instated. Mm-hmm. Was like late, so he deserves that time.
Yeah.
But they have elected somebody else.
There's a whole like documentary about it on Vice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're literally in Port-au-Prince. Yeah. And it's like people like dying over this. Like,
yeah, man.
It's insane. It's very, very bad. It's very bad.
It's really, really wild.
It's very bad. I would actually like to visit, you know, but you know, my dad was like, he just doesn't even feel safe right now.
Really?
No, it's not safe, man.
Like you would go and then get. Like robbed or kidnapped?
You just be. It's just not safe. I mean, I'm sure it's like that. Like even in India too. It's like, yo, it's not.
Well, India's always safe to go to. I've never felt unsafe in India.
Really?
Well, one time, but I was like 6 years old.
Okay. Okay.
And my dad had gotten into a fight.
Right. Because here's the thing. I don't know if it's this is. You understand coming from immigrant parents, like how super protective they are. Yeah. Like, and my dad, like he explained this. He's like, you know, when immigrant parents, when they send their kids back to their home country. There's always like that thing of like, yo, my kids can get kidnapped.
Right. You understand? Because like, you know the real role.
Right.
Yeah.
But also people there know your family.
Oh, right.
You understand? So it's like you're a ghost. It's like, yo, we know. Like.
Right, dude. Although ghost is pretty common. it's like Anderson.
I know.
Common. Yeah.
They probably got the wrong ghost kidnapped right now.
Dude, okay, sorry, Alan, I actually Googled this. Google Neil Ghosh. NeelGhosh in the images, the one other, like one of the other ones that come up, like top hit above pictures of me is this shirtless dude who lives in Ranagad, which is where like my mom's side of the family lives, which is like a smaller outskirt of Calcutta.
Uh-huh.
It is so fucking funny because it's like this guy fucks for sure, dude. Shirtless, hairless, this motherfucker. I want to shout this guy out. I mean,
Neil, do you think this guy fucked your mom? What are you trying to say? Like, what's going on here?
And his name is Daddy. Daddy. Mama.
Modi.
It's the Modi part of the podcast. Daddy's for Modi. Daddy's for Modi.
Your dad's like, no, I'm not. Stop.
Like, not my daddy. Forbidden Modi.
Your dad's calling you right now, like, stop it. Okay.
You find this
guy? Is this the one? There's like three different pictures.
Okay. Yeah. The guy on the left. He's like a model.
Oh, my gosh.
This guy's a model, dude.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. So he's like selling his body.
Dude, he probably has the biggest dick in India. This guy is hot.
Dude, I mean, hairless was the part that I am just fascinated by.
Oh, no.
You got to wax that. That's a deep wax. Yeah. Like a volcanic wax.
Dude,
job.
He's also smashing American women too. That's a little like he's
waiting at the train station. Hey baby, do you want to ride my moto? My moto for Modi. I have six pack.
Like, six pack of Guinness.
A Haitian guy just comes up and kidnaps him. You are coming with me.
Every Indian I know loves Guinness. That's why. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, that's a real. Yeah, yeah. Word. Yeah, every Indian I know loves Guinness.
Is it because it looks like chutney? Indians love Guinness?
You
know who I've noticed get along with Indians is Irish people.
Really?
Irish people have always shown mad love towards Indians.
Wow.
And I appreciate that, man.
Why? What do you think that is?
You know, I think they suffered as a people. Mm-hmm. They understand, you know.
Because the color of the flags are almost pretty similar.
Yeah, the flags are, the flags are the same mm-hmm. color scheme. Yeah. Just different orientation, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy, man.
Yeah, I was really thinking about that.
You know, we always like to, like, fucking sing, like, you know, eyes
right.
And the Irish are like, all right, I don't know. Oh, Danny boy. La dee da do da dee, you know.
No, they're just they just want their lucky charms. the only reason I know is because, you know, Conor McGregor, man, when the thing was going on with the farmers there,
yeah,
he just showed so much love.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he showed so much like, dog, what's going on with India and the farm? He's like on his yacht and like off the coast, off the Ivory Coast. He's just
smoking
like,
a cigar.
Yeah, yeah.
He's really feel for the people of India. We hope things get worked up down there. This next fight, I'm fighting for Modi.
He's at the fight. Modi and Dana White show up, dude. We're really excited to have it.
And that Neil Ghosh guy.
Right.
Shirtless. Connor.
Oh, man.
Connor, let's have fun. Oh my God! Fuck everybody.
Dude, we gotta talk about Stimmy Eve, man. You know,
let's
this
talk
is,
about Stimmy Stimmy.
You know, it's crazy. Stimmy,
can't you see? Sometimes that money hypnotizes me.
Woo.
I haven't eaten in a long time, so I'm starting to get delirious. Okay, Stimmy's Eve. Have you made your list for Stimmy's Eve, Thomas?
Have you been a good boy or a bad boy?
Have you been a bad daddy or a good daddy?
Joe Biden's going to come down your chimney and smell your hair.
No, if Joe Biden was a Santa Claus at the mall. Oh, my God. Oh, no, come here.
He's like, not the kid, your mom. You've been like pushes the kid off.
Your mom's like, Mr. President. Don't mind if I do.
Oh, man.
Dude. Man, dude, did Joe Biden slide down your chimney and Kamala's giving you coal?
He's not even leaving gifts. He's just breaking into bedroom. Smelling wigs.
He like goes past bras and panties. No. I need the wig.
He does all the black neighborhoods first. I can't stop.
He's just whispering the N-word inside people's ears. I can say it.
He's in Chicago, just the south side of Chicago.
Scooby Dooby Doo. Dude, Biden is the Santa Claus. He's a Santa Claus president. He's mm-hmm. bringing us our stimmies. We're excited. Stimmy's Eve.
People thought this wasn't gonna happen, man.
People didn't think it was gonna happen, man.
You know,
1.9 trillion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess people thought. Here's the thing. It took him. You know, January 21st, he came in. It's now March, and it took him a while.
Man.
And I understand why people are impatient.
This has been
because issue. You know Trump did some really crazy things, like his first 3 days in office.
Oh,
he
yeah.
just did, like, he blocked countries off. So you just gonna fix your pants while we're doing?
Sorry, man.
All right, we're still figuring this out. We're still figuring.
It's just open now, right? So there's no barrier,
right? But it doesn't. They don't feel that.
Yeah, but this you don't care.
They don't feel the space we
you
have.
You don't care at home.
You know. So
what we do is just we're just
yeah.
We're just vessels.
Yeah.
I took a water break.
Okay, go ahead. That's
yeah,
fine.
I don't sing in water break.
Yeah,
too,
I might need a chapstick break.
You got to get a Burt's break.
Yeah.
By the way, I bought some Burt's again. I'm back on the Burt's train.
On the Burt's train, it's the best, man.
Yeah, man.
It's the best.
Yeah.
There's some nice cocoa lip balm. Right. You know, you have to. So
anyway, you were saying.
And by the way, one of the many things I'm going to buy, of course, with this Stimmy.
Hmm.
Did you know what you wanted? Did you know?
I don't know what I want to buy with my stimulus check. And I feel like there's kind of like a pressure a little bit with the Stimmy. Like,
there is.
You gotta use it in a way that's like gonna be fucking tight and cool and like, yo man, what'd you do with your Stimmy? Yeah. Like, you know, it's kinda like the what'd you do last summer
right.
vibe with that.
Right.
I don't know what I don't wanna do with it. I'm a little nervous.
Well, it's a bit dicey, man, because People are understanding, like, you know, they're giving you the money specifically to send it, because the fear is like, okay, they're going to take this money and save it. And if people do that,
right,
then you're looking at long-term deflation. Oh. So it's like, if we're giving people this money, we really want them to spend it, you know?
I see.
So it's like, this is supposed to go out, but that's where the concern is, just like, maybe they're not going to save it, because if they just stock it up, that's great. They have a savings, but the economy is not moving the way we want. And then we have...
That's the thing that needs to be. That's a really good point. Dude.
Yeah.
The biggest reason they're giving us the stimulus is to stimulate the economy.
Yes.
Not stimulate the quality of citizens' lives.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just to stimulate the economy, get it moving. So it's kind of like that's really interesting.
Yeah, that's the name stimulus.
I really never put it together like that. And I feel like a dumb.
You guys ever notice how the stimulus stimulates?
Yeah. Honestly, you know what? That's my fault. I did feel like I came off a little condescending there.
No, that's my fault.
I should.
You think about this. The economy is economical. You think about it. You know?
But yeah, I mean, it's the whole thing. You know, that's why it's so much, because this is like, yo, this is like almost a year of spending.
Man. Right.
Like, we got to like catch up to.
Right.
So literally how good our summer is going to be depends on people spending
this money.
The summer's
going to be buck wild. You understand?
I don't think so. I don't think people are
going to
be...
The summer is going to be buck
I think it's
going to
be better. I don't think it's going to be crazy.
Dude, people are going to go nuts. 4th of July, they're gonna have this thing to a point where enough people are vaccinated by July. 4th
of
July.
And has LA opened up? We opened up.
It's coming up. I think it's this... It either happened on Monday or it's next Monday.
Yes, they're allowing indoor dining again and stuff.
Yeah.
But the restaurants are taking their own measures and saying, don't come in here.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, I respect that.
Right. You know, but, you know, yeah, places are opening back up. And I think by the summer, dude, it's going to be, I think it's going to be a sexual renaissance.
Think so?
Yeah.
Like a sexual explosion?
I hope so for you, Jonas. I hope so for you the most. I sincerely hope.
And Neil's mind is just raining semen in LA. It hasn't rained here in years. This is raining semen.
It's dry like my skin.
Everyone looks up, guys. It's happening.
Make it drop. Is that wait. Dude, I know, but seriously, I think it's going to be like a social renaissance.
Well, it makes sense because, you know, they also want our generation to have more kids too.
Right.
You know, so it all falls into each other. They also, you know, they want
us. So this is we were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
There's an article that came out that was saying that millennials, which is unfortunately our generation,
the best generation.
The best generation. There's an article saying that millennials don't want to have kids anymore.
Yeah.
And are, in fact, having less sex.
Yeah. I mean, dude.
I think they're right. I mean,
yeah, for sure. For sure. I have a lot of half-brothers and sisters. Really? I have a lot of half-siblings. Like, yeah. It's weird. My parents, like, they talk to
they
me.
They fuck. Dude, my parents didn't fuck, but my grandparents?
Oh, of course.
Numbers. Dude.
Of course.
It's like, you know how you look at basketball stats of Wilt Chamberlain? You're like, how'd he get 100 rebounds back then? It's like, well, it was just a different game back then, you know?
Dude, our grandparents, they were getting it in.
Playing against white guys.
Yeah.
You know? But our grandparents were smashing.
And had a higher semen count than we did.
Way higher semen counts, more vitalist semen. Yeah, dude. Our semen, my semen is vitamin deficient. It's like cinnamon roll icing that's been sitting out for too long.
Oh my gosh!
You know what I mean? It's like crusted and kind of like, you know.
It's just like comes out with sunglasses on.
It's got vitiligo.
Right.
My semen's got eczema. No. I wish I was coconut oil. No.
Dude, I mean, yeah, they're thinking about putting out like commercials now, like
right, tell, like down the line,
yeah,
like right?
to encourage people to have.
Dude, it's just Joe Biden with aviators on, just railing, saying, "Remember the good old days." And it's like a deep fake. It's just like a Thor body, you know,
you know what, that would work on me.
And then pulls out, and it's Mike Pence. Oh,
snap. And you're right, because what commercial would they play, or what could they say in a commercial that would cause someone to, like, you know what? I'll make this big change.
They're gonna go. They're gonna go like the family route. Like it's gonna be like nostalgia. Do you want a family?
Right.
You know.
Well, that was the tie-in behind why they were paying so much per kid every month.
Right.
His family's just gonna be getting like $8,000 like
so,
a month.
Right. So a part of this stimulus check, the stimulus package, which by the way, guys, stimulates the economy, is that each family that has a kid, each kid also gets $1,400.
Yeah.
Which is just, but in when you think about it in the sense of they just want us to spend it, it's gonna get spent either
way. It is gonna get spent. You're gonna
You know,
if you have a family that big, it's gonna get spent.
Right. Now if you were a kid and got the $1,400, what would you do with it?
Oh, first thing I do, leave the house.
I'm running away.
Straight up.
I'm buying a yurt.
I would not.
I get a hot tub.
I would have no concept of like, you know, like how much, like how little $1,400 is.
Right.
You know, in LA, that's a parking ticket. Like, you know, so it's like, it's one of those things, man. It's like, you know, I would have just been irrational.
Wow. Yeah.
Just bought stuff.
You would have gone out.
I would just ate a lot of food.
And just spent it all at Zaxby's. Yeah.
You know what's crazy? I literally, there's a Zaxby's half a mile from my house.
No way.
Dead serious.
Sometimes we'll have shit that like you'll say to me or I'll say to you where it's like it just resonates so deeply.
Right.
Like my childhood.
Right. The cable thing. Like it's
yeah,
like,
dude, the cable thing.
Right. This is why we do this.
This is why we do this, baby.
This is why we do this.
The money. Well, so the stimulus, I think, you know, listen, man, I'm gonna be honest. I'm probably going to put the money into this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck the economy. I'm pissing it all away. Okay.
We're gonna get Alan paid.
We're gonna get Alan we're gonna buy Alan a mansion in Bel Air.
That's crazy. Okay? Wow. Because we did not talk about any of this.
I'm gonna get Jonas. Wow. I'm gonna get you the Capitol Records building. Okay.
Whoa.
And for myself, fellas, I'm buying the Hollywood sign.
Whoa.
That's what I'm doing with my stimulus.
The Hollywood
sign? That's right, Hollywood. I'm buying the sign.
Damn.
The Hollywood sign?
That's right. You guys want in?
Wow.
I'm in.
I mean, I don't know. I want to.
I'm going to buy the Hollywood sign and I'm going to change it
so
that it says
Papaya 9.
So he says Hollywood Papaya 9. I just build next to it. I just take this small wall and put it next to it. No one can read it. They're like, I think there's like a glow stick up there.
Well, I mean, if I chip in my $1,400 with yours, can we also buy Glendale?
Yeah, I don't know if the Armenians are going to be down with that. I don't know if they're going to be down with that.
Really?
Can I just say, man, I appreciate Armenians.
I like them a lot.
I appreciate Armenians. I don't think they get enough love.
No.
You know, especially with what's going on. Remember they had like a full blown like kind of low key Civil War genocide happen?
Yeah,
just in the summer in August.
Yeah, they did. It was a full thing.
It was a full thing.
We love them. We love them.
We love the Armenians.
We love them too.
Appreciate the kebabs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Appreciate the Glendale Galleria.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate car dealerships.
Appreciate all the golden chain necklaces. All the jewelers, thank you, Glendale.
I appreciate, dude. Glendale's the only place where you can just find a guy who replaces iPhone screens, who has the confidence of like, yeah, I do it as good as Apple.
Right, right. Never busy.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah, no, I just read a forum on Reddit on how to fix iPhone screens, and I don't know how to do it. You know?
Does it? It doesn't seem like something you need a whole store to set up. Like it does not. It doesn't. Like right, I think dude. I saw like a YouTube thing. Like it's right. They're literally tutorials on doing it.
Legit, dude. Shout out my guy Nick. He has it in a post office place.
Oh, really?
It's like a place that sells knickknacks and delivery services. And there's this guy, Nick, who's just in the back. He's like, yeah, I'll fix your iPhone screen. He's fucking dope, dude.
Wow.
It's my Armenian appreciation post.
No, man. We do. You know, it's weird because I think I told you this before, man. You know, all the stereotypes about, like, the common stereotypes about minority and, like, marginalized groups. I think like LA's marginalized groups are like an exception to that. Like I don't think all the Asian stereotypes.
Right.
Like LA Asians don't meet most of those stereotypes.
For sure.
Like
dude.
It's different. Like it's like a different kind of
right,
dope. Like
right.
The Mexicans don't meet those like those similar stereotypes.
Mm-hmm. That's because there's such a melting pot of all those different groups here.
Right.
And you mix in Hollywood that's like very like trying to be as progressive as possible.
Right.
So you get like a really interesting culture, I think. Right.
But and it's also because it's also because, you know, Trump didn't finish the border. We really. We really. So after me and Neil donated money, we were promised that the wall would be built, and we want our money back.
That's right. Do you think the Republican Party does refunds?
They better. They do riots. You can do refunds. So they do riots. You can do refunds.
Oh my gosh, man.
Oh man, these are just jokes. Please don't. You know, I mean, this kind of stuff scares people here. This is a liberal city, man.
It is, man. I mean, I think like the politics is tough here. It's not tough here. Mm-hmm. It's tough in America, politics.
Yeah, it is. It's tough everywhere.
It's just sports for nerds.
It's a good way to put it.
Politics, mm-hmm. You know? You just pick your team. And I've never really been like a huge like diehard for a team. Like I really like the Lakers.
Well, that's
and
the thing.
The basketball. But I'm not like, it defines me.
Right.
And people are like that with their politics.
And that's unfortunate because it should be about the person.
Right.
You know?
Right. And that's why we just make jokes either way because right. I'm not really... Mm-mm. About it one way or the other.
I'm not invested.
No.
I'm
no.
not invested at all. No. We're all gonna come out okay.
Let's do one more story.
Yeah. But I do wanna know though, you know, does the incentive with this stimulus does that make you wanna have kids?
Oh. Wow.
I mean, does it work for you guys? Does it make the idea of having kids tempting?
Do I wanna have kids? Mm-hmm. No, not this. The stimulus package doesn't do it, no.
But you do want kids anyway.
At some point, but not now.
So why would you just not have it now and get the money?
Then you have a kid, which is a higher cost than $1,400.
How much would it cost you to have a kid?
That's a great question. $10 million.
Whoa.
Wow.
$10 million is my first number. Wait. $5 million.
Okay. What about
$3 million? $3 million.
$10,000 a month.
For how long?
18 years.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
I'd do it.
I was just going to say $500.
Wow. Yeah, Jonas is like $500 and a Hubba Bubba.
No, $500 and a Snickers bar. That's my max. That's my max. That's my max. That's my max.
Oh, that's fucking beautiful.
You know,
man.
That's my max, man.
That's beautiful.
We got to. God. You know, it's cool, but it doesn't. I mean, Alan, for you, does it incentivize you in the
list? Alan's in a long committed relationship right now.
No, oh, this is a conversation you have with your lady.
You probably know.
No. But I think not with the current stimulus, not encouraging enough.
Okay. So the only thing that's getting stimulated is your wallet.
Yeah.
Wait. So how long do you have to wait? I actually want to ask you.
It's like the government expected this stimulus to be like an aphrodisiac. This will really get him going. Right.
We want to boost Spencer's gifts.
Oh,
gotta get
man.
Some money back into the economy.
I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
No. This is a question I want to ask you guys. How soon is too soon? How soon enough do you have to wait to have a conversation about like when to have kids in relationships?
In a relationship?
Soon? Or like, do you want to have kids? You know what I'm saying? Like, at what point in a relationship do you ask?
I thought that was up top.
Do you want to have kids? Up top.
Yeah. Why would you? Because if that's different, then what's the
point?
Yeah. Literally, what's the point of the whole thing if that's.
Up top, like.
Yeah.
Like first date?
Yeah, I mean, you can. There's smooth ways to bring it in. Wait.
Let's. Can we break this down? Because this is a need to know thing. Really? I think people need to know how to do it. So well, I'll be. Your, this is first date. Okay.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So I've just been in LA a few years. You know, I've done some commercial stuff, mm-hmm. commercial acting, and I have like a sketch group that I'm working in. And, mm-hmm. But yeah, what do you do? What are you up to? You said you do stand up.
Yeah. You know, I came out here. You know, my family's originally from Florida. You know, boom. Where's your family from?
Yeah. Oh, we're from Houston.
Okay, great. Yeah. So, you know, it's just you out here, not your family.
Yeah, no, just me out here. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
No, they're back in Houston though. We're really close.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so. It's like you like even in terms of that. Like, do you see yourself being out here long term? Like, without your family, like you have to keep saying family over and over again.
Oh.
And then you eventually like ease into it.
I mean, I'm thinking like, you know, if this takes off, then I can stay here. You know, but like, I'm not really concerned with like what my family thinks or.
Okay. And then I would come in and be like, wow. So like. You would consider staying here and like having a family here? Like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, really smooth. Like, you know, this is really smooth.
Yeah, no, I don't think I want to have kids anytime soon, you know.
All right, bye, bitch. I just walk away. That's it. Very easy. Very easy.
And then there's the tidbit. There's our love corner tidbit.
I'll come in as the waiter. any more waters for the, oh my God. Are you okay?
He just called me a bitch because I don't want to have kids.
Oh, you don't want to have kids? Bye, bitch.
I fucking hate the Cheesecake Factory. You just eating the pumpernickel.
Right.
Oh, that's just hilarious.
Man. Oh man, so
you have it up top.
You, what's the point?
Man.
What's the point?
I just feel like it's kind of mm-hmm. like, okay, so if it's me, it's like, all right, mm-hmm. yeah, getting to know each other. Yeah, mm-hmm. well, funny, huh?
Now, again, this is if you know this is something you want. If you know you want
right,
this,
right.
Especially in L.A., you got to be up top about
what
that.
What if you don't mind having kids?
Then they can wait.
Okay.
I'm indifferent too.
You're indifferent?
I'm indifferent to it.
You want to have kids if she wants to have kids. You've said this to me before.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you actively don't want to be a dad.
What do you mean, like, actively don't?
Like, you don't want to have kids. You're just like, all right, if it happens, great. If not, yeah, great.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, Alan, how long did you and your lady wait to have that conversation, man?
Probably, like, a year.
A year?
Yeah. Yeah, that seems right for me.
Yeah.
A year? To that talk about reasonable. Whether you want to have kids or
that
not?
That seems yeah. sensible.
A year.
Yeah.
This is a year. He's going to use the bathroom, folks. A year of your life?
Yeah.
You're willing to wait before you find out if that's something.
You know what? You just don't. If you don't think about it yourself, then you don't right. bring it up. You know?
You see, I think it might. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I think subconsciously, I think people wait that long because. You know, like there's like this chance of like maybe you could persuade them into how.
Right.
You know, it's just like maybe I'll get to know this person.
Right. But you know
maybe
what?
They'll understand. But it doesn't matter because it'll always come back to how.
Right,
You
know what I've realized mm-hmm. after being through many like five relationships? Mm-hmm. You can't change how a person is in the beginning. Mm. How they are in the beginning, the things that you think you might be able to change. No, I got to change them.
Mm. Is this hot?
That's probably really, really, yeah. Let's just, I got everyone chocolate almonds. I'm literally shaking because I haven't eaten. So I just needed something.
Oh, wow.
His blood sugar started.
I'm about to say the N-word.
And you did the responsible thing.
I did. I fed myself yeah. first, mm-hmm. okay?
Yeah. You guys know there's like videos of like people just chewing.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
sure. We talked about something, the lady who made millions doing this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Black woman.
Mm-hmm. Black woman.
Excellence.
Women's History Month, everybody.
Happy Women's History Month, everybody. Please, much love to our Asian American brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. This is the end of our episode. I think we're going to end it on a nice little chocolate mm-hmm. taste. Huh?
And let the sound of me chewing this soothe you to sleep.
Be fathers. Go have sex, millennials.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there anything else we need to hit? Anything else we need to say?
Man, that's going to kill the condom industry, man. They need. Trojan's putting out commercials too. Like, have more sex. Like, see the Trojan commercial the other day.
New Trojan stimulus package.
It's like Uber doing like Prop 22 commercials. It tricks you into like.
Tricks you into thinking you're not quite sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Joe Biden on the box?
Because with a stimulant lubricant.
Stimulant lubricant. It's my spit. It's like
your quotes. Dude, the commercials are getting, I don't know if you guys are watching these condom commercials, but they've been getting very aggressive about the pandemic.
They do. It's like a condom commercial now is like a half step away from full porn.
Literally. Dude, like, it's so aggressive.
Dude, it is. It is.
Wow.
It really is.
Wow.
It's just the guy, he's just like, anyone order a pizza? Full dick is out, but he has a condom on it. So like, this is responsible. You know?
Ribbed for your pleasure. That was a person. Ribbed radio. I smell a nigger in the room.
Would you be in a condom commercial if you got cast in one?
It depends on what I was doing.
They give you a check. You'd be the guy, like a relationship guy.
Really?
In a condom commercial, yeah.
Okay, probably be something cheesy. I'm in.
You're in?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
Okay, what happens if it's a condom commercial, but you're the guy who didn't use one and got a bunch of stuff? And that was your character. You got a bunch of like.
Wait, what?
You got a like. You didn't use a condom, and you got a bunch of diseases.
He's saying like you're a guy who didn't use condoms, so you got a bunch of diseases, and now you're like going back to condoms as like a lesson learned.
No, yeah,
like it's like it's like a PSA. Like I should have used these Trojans.
Yeah.
I come back like 40 pounds lighter. Guys, my face is slipping out. Let me tell you a condom commercial I would never do. This is one. It's just me and holding a condom. And then another dude comes out. That's not happening. I'm not doing no gay condom commercials. Yeah. By the way, that's a market they gotta tap into. Yo, we can't, like, I don't
Yo,
see.
For real. No, they really need don't. They need someone way hotter than yeah. you. Yeah. You need someone way hotter
that
than you.
That guy is coming out to say no thank you.
I hope you didn't have any funny ideas. You're an LA 4. They got to get the other Neil Ghosh to sell that shit. Oh my God.
You got
to
stop eating so much fucking Snickers.
Oh my God, man.
Man, thank you, man.
Well,
thank you, everybody.
Love you, man. Thank you for this.
Love you as well. Yeah, Alan, you want to take us out?
Whoop, whoop.
There we go.
Whoop, everybody.
Papaya 9, not news, with Neil and Jonah.